You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Sponsored by SwissWatchesDirect.co.uk. Brand new Breitlings, Tag Heuers, Omegas and other brands at up to 25% off recommended retail price. For free delivery, ask for Adrian and mention The Archers.
Wait there a minute, Abby.
Okay.
Don't tell me your car's playing up as well, Mike.
Huh? No, just doing the weekly checks.
No news?
Nope.
Isn't it awful? I was talking to Roy about it last night.
Jazza still doesn't reckon it's his fault.
Oh.
Park the van where you can see it, that's what I've always told him, Ailey.
Yeah.
Not round the corner. He swears it's easier getting into the flats that way.
Mum?
In a minute, sweetheart.
I mean, look what happens.
To be fair, he was only gone a minute, wasn't he?
That's what he claims.
I suppose that's all it takes.
I mean, what was he thinking of? It was an invitation to steal it.
I'm sure he feels bad now.
Of course, there's no CCTV down there. Bango's any chance of finding out who nicked it.
Like I said to Roy, the main thing is hoping the van turns up again.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much he was taking in. He's still not himself, is he? Roy, I mean, I wondered if he said anything to you.
Mum, can we get the ice cream?
Yeah, just wait, Abby. I'll be with you in a second.
Well, it ain't so bad today with no deliveries. What are we going to do tomorrow?
You don't know if something's happened that Roy doesn't want me to worry about.
Huh?
I don't want to put my foot in it if there's no reason.
Oh, sorry. It's probably Vic. No, it's the police. Hello?
Need any help?
Hi, Mum. When did you get back?
Oh, 10 minutes, quarter of an hour ago. Are you all right there, Josh?
Yeah. I've done loads of inspections on my own.
Two or three.
And you're not suited up.
What are the frames looking like?
Good in this hive. I reckon the middle one's going to need feeding before winter.
How's college been?
I told you when you rang. It's okay.
Very informative.
How's Grandma Heather?
She's not out of the woods yet.
Right.
I wish I could have stayed longer. She's recovering slowly. That's something.
It must have been horrible for her.
Yeah. She's in a respite unit now. They won't let her go until they're sure she can manage on her own.
That's good.
Hmm. But she's got to recover from the operation.
She'll be fine. She's tough as old boots.
You wouldn't say that if you'd seen her in hospital. She's really been through it. I think it's knocked her confidence.
Must have been hard for you, too.
Yeah.
Hey, there's loads of capped honey in here.
We're doing well this year.
Did you give her the card from me and Ben?
She loved it. Says you're very cheeky.
Yeah?
And she's given me your card for Saturday.
Oh, I thought she'd forget.
No.
I wouldn't blame her.
She got one of the nurses to buy it. And I think she's put a little bit of money in it.
Oh, good old Gran.
So you'll have to ring her.
I will.
So, what's been happening here?
Me and Dad delivered another calf. Oh, and I've decided on Brendan's.
For your driving lessons?
They're the second cheapest in Borchester.
That doesn't matter.
And Deck says they're really good.
Deck Winters, is he at college?
Yes, in my geography group.
Choose whichever driving school you like. That was the agreement.
Such a cool present. My first lesson's next Saturday.
We thought you'd do that right on your birthday.
Maybe Dad could do with some lessons as well. He almost turned the trailer over on Thursday.
Oh.
Spilled a bunch of ewes.
What?
Though it wasn't his fault. The track gave way. There's a spring under it.
A spring?
Yeah. Not exactly gushing, but it's there.
And no one thought to tell me when I called.
You were busy with Grandma Heather.
Where is it?
You don't mind, Helen? What?
Me brushing my jacket in here.
Oh, no.
It was great fun yesterday, but an awful lot of mud got kicked up riding back by Hayden Wood.
Well, you've got to take care of your rat catcher.
No, well, I should do it outside, but the floor needs cleaning anyway.
I'll do it later, Rob.
I didn't mean you had to.
No, it's all right. It's on my list.
Thank you.
I'm going to tidy all the downstairs rooms.
Uh-huh.
If Henry gives me a chance.
There, that's the worst of it. The rest will sponge off. You still haven't said very much.
Hmm?
About our unwelcome visitor.
Well, what's there to say?
Quite. As long as you haven't been brooding about it since she left.
No.
That's all right, then. You've been very quiet.
It shook both of us.
Yeah, that's Jess's usual effect.
You know, you're quite right. She's very unstable. She was really trying to hurt me.
Mm. That's how she operates, I'm afraid.
And I can't see any great need for a paternity test.
No?
She'd never agree at this stage anyway.
You can sit down. Now, it's sad. It's desperately sad that she has to act like this. But you must have seen. I can hardly bear being in the same room as her anymore, let alone... So you do believe me?
Yes. Of course I do.
That's all right, then. That's all I wanted to know. So, let's forget all about her and do something nice instead. You said we'd eat later today for a change?
I thought about 6, so Henry can join us.
Well, how about the Carvery for lunch instead?
At the Bull?
Yeah, save you cooking a big meal.
Oh, I've got a nice beef joint.
Well, it'll keep. Give yourself a break.
Oh, I don't know, Rob.
Why not?
It'll be busy.
Well, it should be all right if we go now.
I'm not in the mood for crowds.
You've been stuck in all weekend. Come on. You'll enjoy it once we get there. Besides, I promised Henry. And we can't let him down, can we?
You don't have to, Ailey.
It's all right. Phoebes is looking after Abby.
I can make myself a cup of tea.
You need to concentrate on calming down before Vicky and Beth get home.
Any wonder I'm worked up?
No.
I go all the way to Highbury to check that it's mine. I mean, where's the sense? You tell me that.
There isn't any.
I mean, in enough steel in the van and dumping it, they have to set fire to it and all. I'm just completely burned out.
Well, at least you'll get the insurance.
Oh, yeah. It ain't just the money.
Oh, I know.
It's the sheer stupidity of it.
And no one saw anything.
Well, what do you think?
You're right. It's a rotten thing to do.
And then there's all the hassle, loss of stock, having to get a rental van till I can buy a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, I'm fixed for that on insurance. Oh, if I ever find out who done it...
Come on, Mike. It doesn't help getting steamed up.
It was bad enough last week, the pasteuriser breaking down, but I mean, this beats everything.
Like they say, trouble attracts trouble.
Yeah, well, I'm getting more than I need off the milk rounds just now. An awful lot more.
She'll have to sell her house.
It's starting to look that way. Sooner rather than later.
She'll hate that.
I know.
Grandma Heather's lived there forever.
Oh, I see where you mean.
That's where they slipped off the track.
Where's the spring?
Halfway down the bank, where it's hollowed out.
There's a fair bit of earth gone.
It was a lot worse before me and Dad dumped some hardcore in.
Is the track still all right to drive on?
Oh, yeah. We're going to make a gully, taking the water into the ditch when we've got time.
The first time I've seen that happen out here.
You'll have to drive more towards the hedge till we've done it.
It's not a bad emergency repair.
Want a hand up?
I can manage. Thanks.
So she'll be going into an old folks' home?
No, your grandma won't stand for that.
I didn't think so.
Not yet, anyway. We had a long chat about it. If she finds she can't manage at home, she still wants her own place. Maybe a warden-controlled flat.
Oh, okay.
So she stays independent, with some support. I feel bad about leaving her so soon. I'll have to go up more often while she's getting sorted out.
We'll manage. Gran's been feeding us well.
Has she done all the cooking since I left?
Pretty much.
Oh, you and your dad are hopeless.
Well, we've been busy.
Well, we're not letting Jill cook lunch today.
Are you doing it?
Josh, I've just got home.
But I'm famished.
Your dad said he'll take responsibility.
Oh, has he? Fantastic.
You have to have some peas, Henry.
Oh, is he still there? I can't see him behind that great pile of chips.
You shouldn't have given him a Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, who can resist Frieda's finest?
Not you, obviously.
Do you want your burger cutting up?
Yes, please.
Will you cut it small?
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
And then I'm going to tuck into my roast lamb. I've been dreaming about this since yesterday. I worked up such an appetite riding.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Ah, how's things?
Oh, I don't want to know.
No?
What's the matter?
You haven't heard about my van?
No.
Nicked off the milk round in Downham yesterday.
Oh, no.
Police called me out of Haybury this morning, found it dumped and burned out.
That's awful.
Oh, thick things coming here will take me mind off it. It ain't working so far.
I'm so sorry, Mike.
I mean, why does anyone do something like that?
No, that's appalling.
It gets me so mad. Oh, look, sorry, I must have spoiled your lunch.
No, it's all right.
Oh, all I can say is some very strange folk about.
Yeah, that's too true.
Yeah. Oh, don't expect I have to tell you two that. See you.
Bye. Poor chap.
What did he mean by that?
Hmm?
He doesn't have to tell us there are strange people about.
Exactly what he said.
Henry, where are you going?
No, let him go. Just wants to say hello to Bethany.
Well, why should we know more than anyone else?
Sorry?
Do you think he meant Jess?
You're not serious?
Yes.
Oh, Helen.
The way he said it.
Don't be ridiculous, darling. Why would Mike know about that?
Look, he's talking to Ruth now. Hmm? She's looking over. Hi.
Hi.
Afternoon.
Why shouldn't she?
No reason. But I don't like being gossiped about.
I'm sure they've got better things to talk about.
It's how Ambridge works, Rob. As soon as one person knows about Jess, it spreads like wildfire.
So what? You know the truth about her. I don't care what anyone else thinks.
It's not only me. What about Mum and Dad?
Have they said anything?
No.
Well, stop worrying.
It took them a long time to accept you, Rob.
And now we get on perfectly well.
I don't want to see that ruined.
It's not going to be.
Really? I mean, suppose they've heard about Jess turning up pregnant. What on earth are they going to think?
Fruits in the forest and blueberry, but mostly ice cream.
Right.
It's such a last-minute order. I didn't think you'd be able to come in, Susan.
No, oh, extra pay is always useful.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to pop the blueberry?
That all right?
Well, yeah, of course, Clary.
Yeah. You make a start on that. I'll carry on with the fruits of the forest.
Of course, the other reason I said yes as soon as Pat asked me was I thought I'd see you sooner. I've been dying to tell you what happened last week.
What's that?
Oh, Thursday in the shop. It had been quiet all afternoon. Very quiet, actually. Well, I was cashing up, ready to close. I mean, Jim was supposed to do it, but we swapped because his Riley was in for a service.
Well, what happened?
Oh, you're here, Susan.
Oh, afternoon, Pat. I'll tell you later.
And can I have a few aubergines, Dad?
Yes, all right. But I don't know why you think it's going round the village. I'd no idea Jess had been back till you told me.
I didn't want you and Mum hearing through malicious gossip.
Why malicious, if it's nothing to do with Rob?
It isn't.
So why did she come here?
Well, that's Jess, unfortunately. She likes stirring up trouble.
What sort of trouble?
Oh, well.
If she's pregnant by some other chap, what's it got to do with you or Rob?
Nothing. Except... I don't know. Perhaps it's a bargaining tool for the divorce.
You think she's after more money?
Possibly. Or to make Rob jealous.
How?
Because they never had children and he wanted to.
Oh.
Oh, you can't tell with her. She's completely irrational.
Helen, is that all that happened?
Yes.
And you're not upset about it?
No.
Honestly?
The only reason I mentioned it... I mean, you know what people are like, Dad. If anyone else saw her, they might make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
And since I was coming over anyway, I wanted you and Mum to know the truth.
I see.
Jess is a very troubled woman. It's why their marriage broke up. This has nothing to do with Rob.
Well, I've got to help Tony now, so can you leave everything in the chill area when you've finished? Are you taking it to the Westbury Deli tonight?
No, they're picking up.
Oh, that's a first.
Yeah. Well, we're doing them a favour. It's the first big event they've catered for.
Must have got the numbers wrong, doubling their order so late.
Yeah. Now, if you've got enough cartons...
Yeah, plenty.
Right, then I'll leave you to it.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be finished in no time.
Bye, Pat.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Well, go on then.
So, I was bundling the fives and tens and wondering if my football stickers were prominent enough. Not a customer in sight. Suddenly, the door opens. You'll never guess who walked in.
Go on.
In you go.
That's it.
I'll try and catch Helen before she leaves.
She'll be around for a while if she's starting off some sterling gold.
I've got a belly strap.
Yeah, please. No doubt she'll tell you anything different.
And she's convinced it's nothing to do with Rob?
Seems to be. Got it.
What do you think?
I don't know, Pat. Nothing's ever simple with him.
No, it's not.
To be fair, it's perfectly possible Jess is just being awkward.
Perhaps she's being awkward for a reason.
Well, you talk to Helen, see what you think. That's all right, girl. You'll feel a lot better in a minute.
All right.
Hello. Oh, my goodness, Rich.
Good heavens.
Sorry, Johnny.
Call me what you like.
How lovely to see you.
What are you doing here, Johnny?
Come to see you. Didn't know if you'd know me.
Of course we do. Oh, you filled out.
Mum says I've shot up. And I've been messing around with weights at school and all.
You're twice the size you were last time we saw you.
You look loads better.
Well, yes, that was right after your granddad's heart attack, wasn't it?
Much better now.
Great. That's great.
What do you want to call us? Pat and Tony?
Gran and Grandad, all right?
Yes, of course.
What a wonderful surprise. Are your Mum and Dad with you?
No, I've come on my own.
You've come all the way from Leeds?
No, I should have said sorry. I've been... where is it? Somewhere in Birmingham? Selly something?
Selly Oak?
That's it. Staying with a mate and his mum. Because he used to live in Guiseley till they moved down. Oh. That's why I've got a bag with me. Is it all right if I stay tonight?
Yes.
Of course it is. You're very welcome.
I was going to text and then, well, I had to hurry for the coach to Hollerton and then I thought, I'll be here in no time anyway. You pay for the ticket.
Sorry?
The money you sent for my birthday. It paid for me to get to Brum.
Oh.
So I thought I'd come and say thank you. Should have texted though, shouldn't I?
Doesn't matter. Come in, Johnny. Let's get you something to eat.
I'd rather stop out here, if that's all right. I was hours on the coach, then a bus. I need a good stretch.
Are you sure?
I'd like to see what you're doing.
This one needs her claws trimming.
Claws?
Hooves.
She's developed a limp.
Right. Can I help?
Well, you can watch what I'm doing and work the pulley on the belly strap, if you like.
Go on, then.
Tony, the poor lad hasn't had a chance to catch his breath.
Oh, it's fine. I had a cup of tea and a waz in Hollerton.
Well, if you're helping here, I'll take you back in.
Ta.
And think about what to have for tea. You must be starving.
Eat a horse, Gran. Now, what are we doing, Grandad?
There. That's the last of the blueberries.
And the ice cream. I've put the chocolate chip on top and the strawberries at the back.
Okay.
Oh, once we've cleaned up, we can get off.
I've been thinking. You never said how pregnant she was.
Well, I told you. Very.
Yes, but very, very, or just very?
Well, I can't say exactly.
Only... I was trying to remember while I was mixing in the berries. Mm-hmm. When did Jess and Rob break up?
Ah, well, that's what I've been totting up.
Didn't Helen move in with him in February?
Well, they must have been together before that, though.
And I'm sure that Jess was in Blossom Hill till Christmas. Mm-hmm. They had that party, mm-hmm. didn't they? So, if you count back to then...
Except she was big... But I wouldn't say necessarily full term, so December might be too early.
And you didn't pick up any hints?
She wasn't in the mood for hinting. Like I said, she was distressed.
What, crying?
Well, not crying exactly, but You could see it, the way she picked up the breath fresheners.
Oh.
Sort of twisting them round in her hand and getting agitated while I double-checked her change.
But she didn't actually cry?
No. She's one of those, you know she's upset because she doesn't show it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, if it happened after the split with Rob, who's the father?
Oh, Clary. Splitting up doesn't mean anything, does it?
You don't think so?
Not to someone like him. If you ask me, Rob could be another Brian Aldridge. Probably got children popping up here, there and everywhere.
Oh, no.
No wonder they get on so well. Two Randy Peas in a pod.
Oh, so
it's true, though, isn't it?
What say you two are?
No,
nothing, Helen.
Nothing important.
Walking all right now, ain't she?
Yeah, she only needed the dead stuff cut away.
I thought she were never going back in the trailer.
Took some persuading.
Oh, why?
That's often a problem when you buy in cattle.
Is it?
It's always easier if you handle stock from birth.
So they get used to you.
Yeah. That's why we bought Otto, to build up our own herd. Do you see him, under the beech tree?
Oh, yeah. There's some muscle on him.
Yeah, that's why I chose him. We want good, sturdy calves.
He's a proper bull, isn't he?
And still very new to the farm, so this is about as close as you should get.
Fair enough. What's Gran doing?
Well, we thought since he wanted to stay outdoors...
I'll get that for you. Hang on, I'm coming.
I can manage.
Go on, give us a basket.
Is a picnic all right?
Brilliant. I ain't had one of them since year 7 at Brid.
It's only a few odds and ends from the fridge.
Oh, that's great.
Are we eating here, Pat?
Yeah, might as well. It's dry enough. And we've got the benefit of the slope.
Anything to sit on?
Yeah, a piece of tarp in the boot.
I'll get it.
No, you see to the hamper. I'll fetch the tarp.
Pop it down there.
Right. Do you eat outside every day?
Only on special occasions, when the weather's good enough.
We never have picnics. Most of don't eat together.
No?
Well, we never want to watch the same thing. Mam's mad on makeovers, Kylie loves soaps, but they bore me silly. So mostly it's, you know, in our rooms with sandwiches or a takeaway.
Oh, we always try to eat as a family, whoever's around.
That's great.
Let's start getting the food out.
Johnny was a real help with the hoof trim.
I didn't do all, really.
You sorted out the ramp. It got stuck.
Slide right through. Straightening it were easy. Even my teachers say I'm all right with my hands.
Oh, yes, how did you get on with the GCSEs?
Not brilliant.
No?
Failed a lot, to be honest.
Ah. Oh.
Except DT, I got a B for that.
Never mind. There are always resits, aren't there?
That's what Mam keeps saying. She got me into sixth form college next week. I don't want to go. I'm useless in a classroom.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not true.
I am, Gran. It don't suit me. We had a real bust-up about it. That's why I took off to Brum.
You didn't just walk out?
Oh, no, I told Mam and Eamon where I were going. Only they're sort of expecting me home tonight.
They don't know you're here?
I don't think so.
Johnny!
Can you tell her? I'm rubbish at saying things. I just fly off. But you two, you're good at talking. Will you ask if I can stay tonight? Please, I really wanted to come here again.
Will this do?
You're my dad's room.
Been used for a lot of other things since, but yes, this was his.
Tafa, you know, I weren't trying to land you in it.
Oh, your mother came round eventually. She can see another day or two will help you get in the right frame of mind.
This is him, isn't it?
Your dad, yes. Most people don't even notice the photos up there.
With his pigs and his disco gear.
He loved looking the part.
He weren't a bookworm either, were he?
He usually preferred practical problems to academic ones.
Just like me.
Have a good look round while you're settling in.
Before you go.
Yeah?
Thank you, Gran.
Oh. It's all right, Johnny. It's lovely having you here.
Mum.
Oh, you're back in good time. How is school?
It was school. Lils and I have had a really long talk on the way home.
Oh? Where is she?
Gone to Steph's, but we've agreed on something very important.
What's that, Freddie?
Look at the state of you, Johnny.
Oh, it's not too bad.
It's a good job your mother can't see you. I should have made you change earlier. Now, go on.
Fair enough.
You've got a muddy job ahead of us.
Gran wanted me to try Jazza's spare pair of overalls. Only,
he wouldn't have thanked you for that.
I know. So are these? Yours?
No, they're far too big.
They're not?
They're a pair of your Uncle Tom's.
Ah, right. I should have thought. Canada, ain't it?
Yes. Ontario.
Pity. I thought you were great, you know, when I went down here last time.
Well, I'm sure you'll meet up again sometime. Soon, I hope. Now, Wellies, we need to get cracking.
You don't think Lils is, but she is. She feels exactly the same way as me.
Perhaps if you calm down...
I am calm, but you're not listening.
I am.
You're not. She agrees you're pretending everything's normal, but it isn't.
I know it's difficult for
it's
you.
It's simple. You've decided to forget about Dad.
No, I haven't. That's not fair, Freddie.
Whatever.
I think about your father every day of my life.
Yes, all right. That's what Lily says. But she's still sick. You're going out with a hobbit like Roy.
Don't be rude.
That's what she calls him. And she's right. Only he's more like Gollum, because he's been sneaking around. Both of you have. Behind Haley's back. It's awful, Mum. Seeing her every day, knowing... But we can't tell her.
I know.
It's like you're making us lie to her as well. Oh, it's horrible.
Darling, I'm so sorry you've been dragged into this.
And he's still here, strutting around, not bothered. Why does he have to stay here? He makes me sick.
Might as well help while you're here.
Cheers, Mike. I thought you'd emptied this hours ago.
Oh, I've been messing around with insurers all day.
Go on, then. Didn't even tell me to my face.
No.
I left a note in the door.
Well, that's three we've lost in Downham.
She was in the kitchen the whole time. The curtain was twitching.
Well, she ain't obliged to tell you in person.
2 years of putting a recycling out after dropping off a semi-skimmed.
Yeah, well, you ain't supposed to, Jazza. You're only meant to deliver the milk.
You never had a good customer relations.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe if you concentrated more on the job and less on customer relations, it wouldn't be a van down.
You're no still banging on about that.
Hey, I hope you haven't let this one out of your sight.
No.
That little company would love that.
Could have happened to you, MD.
So, how are you finding it?
It's all right to handle, and it's easy getting in and out.
Yeah.
Might be worth buying one when the insurance comes through, eh? What do you reckon?
Well, that probably isn't going to be my problem, Jazza.
We'll let them out as soon as Eddie turns up.
Do you always need someone else when you move cows, Grandad?
Not from one field into the next. It's because we're going up a lane part of the way. And having Otto in with them.
Oh, yeah.
It's best having two of you. One at the front, one at the back, in case of traffic, really.
If Eddie don't turn up, I'll go in front if you like.
You can certainly help out, Johnny.
I remember what you said. Don't throw me arms round.
No quick movements at all.
Don't shout, don't march up to them head on.
They see that as a threat.
It's common sense, innit? Give them some respect and you'll be all right.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
It's like Jazza and Neil with the pigs. They don't yell.
Because they're good at their job.
Puts your back up, getting shouted at. Jazza said I could help when you weld an arc tomorrow.
Oh, well, now, welding's quite a skill.
Not doing it, watching. I'm quick to pick things up.
Well, I don't see why not. You might as well learn something while you're here.
It were real good of Gran getting Mam to let me stay till the weekend. I'm no good at that.
What?
Getting her to understand anything. When I try say something, I always trip up.
Is that when you argue?
Yeah, mostly about school. She don't get it, Grandad. I'm not lazy and I'm not stupid.
I know you're not.
But I hate school. Going there makes you feel thick.
Why? When you're not?
I don't know. Seeing other kids race on, and you're the only one still reading the question. Your mates are going to laugh anyway, so why not give up and mess around?
Do you get in much trouble?
Only when other kids wind me up about my reading and that.
Yeah.
What gets me, most of the time I know the answer, but putting it down like they want...
Yeah, I always found school a slog.
Did you?
But if you stick at it, you get the benefit in the end.
That's what Mam always says. She don't want me to mess up like she did.
Well, she's got a point.
But I only mess up in class. Outside, doing useful stuff like here, I love it.
Oh, sorry.
Have I kept you waiting?
Oh, not at all. Eddie, this is my grandson, Johnny.
All right.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
He's staying with us for a few days.
Oh, very nice.
You didn't meet him last time, did you?
No, but we've heard all about you.
Oh, no. That's bad news.
Susan hears from Kylie now and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're ready...
No, I don't need telling who you are, Johnny. You look every inch a Bridge Farm archer.
That do you?
Yeah, leave it there. I'll lose it down later.
Right. That's me done.
So I am serious, Jazzer.
You're packing it in?
About selling the business is a going concern.
You get MD lined up for it?
Well, not yet.
What are you going to do? Put an ad in Milkman's Daily?
I'll ask around.
Why not? Wait a wee while, eh?
No.
I mean, you've had the pasteuriser. Bunch of Neds nicking the van. You're no thinking straight.
No, I know what I'm doing.
You're finished now. In a couple of months, you'll be missing it.
Missing all the early starts and the hassle.
Missing the money.
Yeah, that's not enough of a reason. I'll have what I make from selling it up, and Vicky will be working full time.
What if me, Rosa and Ed help out me?
No. It's good of you, but, well, me and Vic have talked it right through.
What are you going to do? Spend all day twiddling your thumbs in the green, throwing peanuts at Hillary Noakes?
We won't be here much longer.
What?
We're moving.
Leaving Ambridge?
We have to. There ain't the support round here for Beth.
I thought she was getting on just fine.
Well, she'll need a lot more specialist help in future. We're talking about going to Birmingham.
That's a different world, man.
Well, we're not going to go right in the centre. Somewhere with a bit of green.
Oh, Miss Beth. She's a wee cracker.
Well, Vic started making a list of possible schools and good places to live.
So, when you off?
Well, it ain't going to happen overnight. I mean, there's a business to sell and a cottage. It could take months.
What's Ed make you off?
I ain't had a chance to tell him or Rosa yet.
No?
And it's best if you don't say nothing to anyone.
Ah, in case you change your mind, eh?
Now, in case we lose any more customers. Uncertainty always puts folk off.
Aye, right.
What are poults then?
Young turkeys.
Right.
Come on.
That's why Eddie was talking about them. He buys a batch around this time every year.
To fatten for Christmas?
Yeah. He sells them in the local villages. We have one sometimes.
He's got his own farm, like?
Not anymore, but his family has a barn and a field.
And that's all it takes to raise turkeys?
Pretty much. And somewhere to hang them. Oh, go on you go.
Sounds like a real good idea.
We're almost there now.
It's like my dad, isn't it?
What?
With his pigs. He only started off small.
Well, it was still quite an investment and a lot of hard work.
In hard work if you like doing it. Go on.
Yeah. It was quite a job getting him up to feed them some mornings.
But he were good with them.
Oh, yes.
You can see it in his photo. He were proud of his pigs.
Oh, no, don't do that.
What's up?
I don't know.
Go through.
Eddie?
Hold on. Go through.
Why are they backing up?
Oh, Otto's decided to block the gateway. Go on.
I'll see if I can shift him. You stay here.
Okay.
He's not been awkward before. I don't know what's got into him.
Oh, somewhere new, that's all.
Go on, Otto. Go on. If I'd had any sense, I'd have brought a bucket of feed.
Oh, I should have thought of it myself.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's all we need.
No, slow down. Oi, Jazzer.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see.
Well, they're bolting. Oh, stop.
Get that damn thing out of here. But slowly.
All right.
No. That way.
I didn't see you.
Oh, I'll have to get ahead of them.
Stop them getting into low field. They'll wreck the cabbages. Come on, whoa, stop.
Get back.
Johnny, Johnny, where are you?
See what's here? Lovely fresh grass. You see it, Otto? That's it. You're much better in here than out there. That's it. In you come. Keep on coming.
Johnny!
Let all the girls in and all. Plenty of grass for you all. There you go.
Johnny, what are you playing at?
Oh.
How did you get in here?
Gap in the hedge.
What about the fence?
Climbed over it.
Well, you shouldn't have.
Sorry.
It wasn't a great idea to get that close to him.
Why not? He's a big softy.
Go on. Go on.
He doesn't really know you yet. Besides, you can't be sure of any bull.
Sorry, I only wanted him off the lane. I thought it were dangerous, the cows flapping about.
Well, yes, it was.
And I didn't get too close. I just reckoned he weren't too sure where to go, so I talked to him.
And he moved. I'll give you that.
He heard a friendly voice and that was it.
Well done.
I'm sorry, Grandad. I've got it wrong, haven't I?
It's only because... Well, you're all right anyway.
Don't worry, if he'd have gone for me, I was over that fence.
I've got to admit it, it was quick thinking.
Wasn't it?
But you're mad at me.
No, actually, I'm quite impressed.
Really?
As long as you promise never to do it again.
You've saved the day there, mate.
You got them back then?
Jazza, that could have been a disaster.
I know, my bad. But I'm in a hurry to look at the sow with a torn ear. You fancy coming to look with me, Johnny boy?
Is that all right?
Now, go ahead.
Ta.
But if you're going on your bike...
Don't worry yourself. We'll go steady. And when I left the bike, you're here, pal.
He did well there, didn't he? Showed a real cool head.
Even his dad couldn't have handled it better.
So, how long's he staying?
Only till the weekend. Then he's starting sixth form college up in Leeds.
Oh.
Which he's not very keen on. But his mum's right. You've got to do what the law says.
Pity. You don't see it very often. But that lad's a born stockman, ain't he?
Roy, are you busy?
Well, I was going to talk through some orders with Lorna. But that'll keep if there's something more important, Elizabeth.
It'd be better if we talked in the office.
Oh. Well, okay. Let's go then.
Right, there's the posts and insulators.
Stop.
You run it out past the dip, Dad. Not too far, though.
Yeah, I know where you mean.
I want to keep some fresh bite for the weekend.
Yeah, don't worry, son. Won't take long to run a fence across there.
Cheers. I only need, what, half an hour? Off the farm, 40 minutes tops?
Want me to move the herd in when I've finished?
What, have you got time?
Yeah, should have. Before I head up to the pots.
Well, yeah, that'd be handy, Tom.
I'm taking Johnny Phillips with me.
Yeah?
Oh, nice lad. He's interested in everything. Says he'd like to help out with milking sometime.
Did he? Right,
You get off, Edward.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, go on. But remember, Jazza always blows these things up.
He seemed pretty sure.
Oh, you know him. If he treads on a mouse, he's killed a bear by the time he tells anyone. You've probably got nothing to worry about.
I'm finding it... Well, I'm sure we both are. It's so difficult, Roy. Oh,
impossible.
We can't keep trying to muddle through.
No.
It's not working.
I'm glad that you said that, because that's exactly how I feel.
Is it?
How can we go on pretending we don't care for each other? Well, it's nonsense, especially when we spend all day working so closely. So just let's be realistic about it.
Yes.
I know it's hard, but somehow we've got to be together. I'll bite the bullet with Hayley.
No.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. But I owe it to her.
But that's not what I meant.
It's got to be done, if that's what we both want.
It isn't, Roy.
What? Sorry?
The last few weeks have been wonderful.
Oh, yes, they have.
In so many ways. It's been a reawakening.
Well, for me too. I didn't know I could still feel like this.
But it's so clear to me now that this doesn't have a future.
Oh, don't say that.
I don't want to.
Well, then.
I have to.
Why? You said you love me.
Yes, I do.
Oh, Elizabeth.
No, look, you've been so important to me for so long. You helped me back on my feet after losing Nigel. And for a time, you kept this place going almost on your own.
No.
And now it feels like you've almost brought me back to life.
Yeah, because we're meant to be together.
We can't be.
I'll make it possible. I'll do whatever I have to.
You can't. I won't let you.
Well, that's crazy. Why not?
Because of Freddie and Lily.
What?
Our being together. they're so angry and unhappy about it.
That's natural at first.
No.
I know Freddie flared up at you.
It goes much deeper than that, and with Lily. I sat down and had a really long talk with her last night. She was in tears for the first time in, well, a very long time.
Elizabeth.
Please, Roy. They're hurt enough already. This has been wrong for them and us.
For us? How can you say that?
If you'd been free, perhaps it would have been different.
But I can be free.
It's too late. We can't change what we've done or how we've done it.
Look, they're angry now because they don't understand, but that won't last.
They understand perfectly well, better than I have. I've been so selfish, making them part of a horrible lie.
Yeah, we've kept them out of it.
They see Hayley nearly every day. They can't bear it. Someone they love, and they're having to pretend.
Yeah, but if we bring it all out in the open...
It's too late. The damage has been done. I've shocked them, hurt them badly. That's why this has to stop now. I won't have them hate me.
But I love you, Elizabeth.
And you're very precious to me, Roy, but they are my children. And you're right. Spending every day together makes it much worse, which is why let's take advantage of Geraldine being here.
What?
Well, she was going to leave when we tied up the last of Locksfest, but I've asked her to stay on a little longer.
What for?
If she covers some of your duties, it'll give you time to look round.
Look round? For another job?
It's the only way I can see.
You're sacking me?
No, not sacking.
Oh, I'm sorry, what am I missing? You're telling me to find another job.
Not now, this instant.
Yeah, but you're getting rid of me.
I want it to be a mutual decision, Roy.
Mutual?
It would be so much easier.
How could it be mutual? You're my boss.
I'm not your boss now.
No, who are you then?
We're in a very sad, difficult place.
But we don't have to be.
Please don't make this any more painful than it already is.
You want me to pretend I don't love you?
I'm not saying that.
Well, you'll be waiting a long time, Elizabeth. All right. I know we're in a hell of a place. I don't want your children hurt, or mine. Of course I don't. But if you want rid of me, you'll have to sack me. I'm not going to lie and say I agree.
We're very little scheduled this afternoon. Take the rest of the day off, Roy. Perhaps when you've had a chance to mull things over, you'll see this is our only choice.
So he's right then, Mike.
Oh, I was going to tell you myself.
When?
Well, I meant to ring last night.
What happened?
I forgot.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, not forgot exactly. I was still trying to get it straight in my own head.
You shouldn't mess me around, Mike.
I'm not this messing around.
It's important. It's how I make a living.
I know that. Oh, look. You're right. I should have rung you as soon as I spoke to Jazza, but... well, now you know the truth. Me and Vic are leaving Ambridge.
And what's happening to Vicky's share of the herd?
Maybe we'll bundle it up with a bottling plant and the rounds and sell the whole lot on as one business.
How easy is that going to be?
Well, I don't know. I reckon someone will fancy it.
It's a lot to take on.
They're good rounds. They've taken a lot of building up.
Yeah, but this place needs money put in it.
Ah, well.
You know what that guy said about the pasteuriser?
That's where it'll pay to have a new owner. Someone ready to invest.
Yeah? Yeah, 15,000?
It's a good little opportunity.
What if you can't find someone?
I reckon we're in with a good chance.
But if you can't?
Oh. We're still leaving, Ed. Vic's got her heart set on it.
You're going to take quite a hit walking away from this.
Well, we'll sell the equipment piece by piece if we have to.
Yeah, that won't do me much good.
You've got to think positive. If we find the right person, someone with plans, you could end up having to expand your herd in a year or two.
Yeah, and if we don't, I've nowhere to sell the milk.
Well, there's still SBD.
South Borsetshire Dairy.
Well, they'll always give you a contract.
Oh, yeah. And if it's for the price you got last week, you know how much good that'll do me.
Oh, you gave me a start.
Sorry.
Are you on a split shift, after all?
No.
Oh, it's a pity, with me working from home today.
Yeah.
So in case we had time to nip into Borchester. Abby needs a new cagoule and jumper.
Oh, right.
We should have gone for the start of term, really.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, I can do it tomorrow if you don't want to now. I'm not starting till 11.
Is that all right, Hayley?
It's fine. Do you want some cheese on toast for lunch? That's what I'm having.
No, thanks.
Roy?
Yeah?
Why are you back?
Oh, time in lieu. After Loxfest.
Right.
Mike must have meant they're a last resort.
You know, the few extra pence that I get selling to him, that's my living, Dad.
I know.
If that goes, well, there's no point keeping the herd.
Well, you can't get rid of them. They're beautiful milkers.
Yeah, but if they're not making any money...
Don't start talking yourself into a panic,
no,
Edward.
I'm not.
Mike's right. You and him have built up a good little business.
Yeah, not good enough for him to hang on to.
Oh, someone else will want it.
Who?
Look, I know you're worried, but I did promise to pick Johnny up about 12.
Oh, yeah, you get off.
Yeah, I might bring him over this afternoon. He can help out to bringing him in for milking.
Yeah, fine. I'm going to go get on with the topping next to the am.
Right. We'll talk about it then.
Well, there's nothing else to say.
Hey, keep your chin up, son.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for the fence.
Oh, it was no trouble. And I'm serious. Don't get in a lather over something that may never happen. You'll see. Some smart cookie will buy the business.
Yeah, right.
Catheridge Hall.
Oh, Hayley.
Work for us? What are you looking at that for?
I'm only browsing.
What for?
See if they've got anything going.
You want to work at Catheridge Hall?
Not particularly. There's nothing doing there anyway.
Why are you even looking? Roy, I'm not stupid. What's happened?
Elizabeth's talking about letting me go.
You're not serious?
Yeah.
So, all this time in lieu?
Yeah, she said I should take the rest of the day off.
Why does she want to let you go?
Dunno.
You must have some idea. She's not still blaming you for Quentin Smith.
No.
That'd be so unfair. Loxfest broke even, didn't it? It was better than,
yeah,
in the end.
It's not that.
Then what is it?
Maybe it was the festival. That's where it began to go wrong.
What did?
Couldn't have started better. Thought we were seeing eye to eye.
You and Elizabeth?
Yeah. Turns out that we weren't.
In what way?
All it is.
Yeah.
I've got different ideas how to build on what's happened. She doesn't see it that way. Doesn't have the same ambitions.
About what, Roy?
Lower Loxley. The way things are going there. We had a long talk this morning.
You argued about it?
Sort of.
And now you're out of a job?
Not yet, not quite.
But you've given your notice in?
No.
So she sacked you?
It isn't like that, Hayley.
You're not making sense.
It's a mutual decision.
Oh. Is it?
Yes.
Mutual. And that's all there is to it.
We don't have to worry about the money.
I'm not.
She says I can take as much time as I need, and well, if I start now, I'm bound to find something else locally.
And what about me? I work there too.
I don't know. We'll work something out.
And that's it? This morning, normal breakfast. You were happy going off to work. And now it's all over.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Oh, Roy.
It's just time I moved on from Lower Loxley.
That's really weird, Rob. Sand.
Mm-hmm. It does sound odd, doesn't it?
It's more hygienic. You get less mastitis and other problems.
Eddie was talking about mastitis yesterday.
Was he? Well, you'll have to come over sometime, Johnny.
Oh, can I? Oh, great.
Yeah, I'll see how we run things at Barrow. You'd enjoy it, wouldn't you, Helen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's certainly very different from everything else you've seen.
Tony.
Must be, if the cows are on sand.
And kept indoors all day.
Rob runs a very modern, efficient farm.
I'd like to see that.
Well, you'd be more than welcome.
You had enough, Henry?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Be warned, Rob. I don't think Johnny will be quite as impressed as you're hoping.
It's all right. Your grandfather and Rob are always having this discussion.
There's no harm in him knowing different farmers have very different philosophies, Pat.
Could you pass the milk, please?
We welcome debate at Barrow. Don't we?
Mm. Yes.
There you are. Great, Gran.
Thank you.
Did we tell you, Peggy? Johnny's got a real knack for handling animals.
Do you think so?
I've already told them about Otto.
Yes, that was very shrewd.
Just seemed natural.
That's a good job you were there.
Mm, yes.
It were not, really.
And he's been making himself useful with the pigs.
When he's not playing football with Jazza.
We're only having a kick around, Gran. Leeds United versus Celtic.
Oh, you support Leeds, do you?
Yep.
Stay there, Henry.
Well, I suppose somebody has to.
Hey, who's your team, then?
Well, the mighty Felpersham now I'm up here.
Felpersham.
Has everyone had enough? Yes, thanks, Mum.
Well, that was super.
My first husband wasn't much of a football fan, but he went to see Felpersham play once or twice.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Mum.
He said they were terribly boring.
Still are.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true.
Helen, let Henry get down. We've all finished.
And we've still some jobs to do, Johnny, before it gets dark.
Cutting the peppers.
Yeah, and you wanted to have a look at the topper.
Oh, yeah. Excuse, Great-Gran.
Peggy might be simpler.
Oh, don't you like Great-Gran?
Oh, it's all right, if that's what you want to call me.
Sort of easier.
It's been very nice meeting you, Johnny.
It's been a great tea. Thanks, Gran.
Well, everyone wanted to see you.
It's great seeing you all. You all right, Henry?
He can be very shy in company. He's tired, Mum.
Shall we make a start, Johnny?
Right. Oh, Rob.
Yeah?
Where does all the sand go afterwards?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, after the muck's separated out and sent to the digester, we use it in the housing again.
That's clever.
You really will have to come over and see for yourself one day.
Emma's still at a kid's party with Kira. I don't want to be under Susan's feet all evening.
Anybody else coming up, Ed?
No, I don't think so.
Padlock belongs in a museum.
I asked Roy if he was up for it.
He's no cider club man.
Yeah, he looked like he needed a drink, though.
Aye.
Right. Yeah, that's got it. Some other time, he said. Here, get the change, Jazz.
Why have you got your shed tied up like Fort Knox?
Because there wouldn't be any cider left if we didn't.
True enough. Never mind to get through plenty of the night.
Yeah, me too.
News we've had, the only option is to get slaughtered.
You don't mind, Peggy?
Not at all, dear.
If I can at least clear the table before we go.
Oh, I'm in no rush for a lift back.
I'm so pleased you came.
It's been very enjoyable.
What do you make of Johnny?
More to the point, what do you think, Pat? Must have been quite a shock when he turned up out of the blue.
Oh, he's run me ragged all week. Eats as if he's never had a meal before, gets his clothes filthy.
Oh, dear.
He's always making me get out photo albums, John's old reports, anything to do with his father.
I imagine it's been quite a trial.
It's been wonderful, Peggy.
Oh.
I haven't seen Tony so happy in ages. The house is full of laughter. You know when Johnny asked what to call you?
Yes.
Well, he's been doing that all week. Poring over albums, working out who's who, what his place is in the family.
Oh, that's interesting.
We want to see a lot more of him in future. Although it is getting slightly awkward now.
How?
Well, he was only going to stay for a day or two, but he's got it into his head he'll still be here next week, when he's meant to be starting sixth form college.
You mustn't let him miss that.
Oh, no. We've promised Sharon he'll be back in Leeds by then.
Well, that's that then.
Yeah, but he's made himself so at home. What are we supposed to do? Drag him kicking and screaming to the car?
Well, I can see he's a very pleasant and polite young man, Pat, even if not an academic high flyer.
He's got a very good head on his shoulders.
But he doesn't know how the world works.
No.
If he misses out on schooling now, he'll regret it for the rest of his life.
We keep saying he's got to retake his exams.
It won't help letting him get too settled here.
No.
Forgive me for reminding you, but I said this might happen when you first got in touch with him. You're only making life more complicated for him, Pat.
I know.
He needs to shake off any silly ideas about staying. Why not phone Sharon now and fix a definite time for Johnny to go back to his real home?
Is he asleep?
Oh, not yet. He had two stories, but I think he's finally starting to settle.
He looks so tired by the end of the meal, almost nodding off.
So, you didn't pick up anything at all?
Hmm?
From Graham?
No. She seemed perfectly normal to me.
Why didn't she want to live back with us?
Well, she could see Henry was tired and we wanted to bring him straight home.
But she was odd. All through the meal. She hardly spoke a word to me.
Well, you weren't much of a chatterbox yourself.
Whenever she wanted anything, she asked Johnny to pass it.
Well, that was the point, wasn't it? To get to know him? Don't be silly, darling. Peggy's always been on our side.
Mum dropped lots of hints when we got there. Am I feeling all right? Am I sleeping? Am I worried about anything?
Helen, it's all in your imagination.
No, it's not. I told you. I heard two of the other mums talking about Jess at nursery.
That's all right.
And they shut up as soon as they saw me. But I heard them talking about her.
OK. Let's say the whole of Ambridge knows Jess was here and that she's pregnant.
Everyone does.
We both know the real truth. So what are we going to do about it?
What do you mean?
Well, do we go on hiding away as though we've got something to be ashamed of?
We haven't been hiding.
Or do we show the world we're fine by being seen together? Doing things together.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the perfect answer, darling.
Do you really think so?
Yes. Henry could come to the meet. Apart from anything else, it'd be a chance to burn off some energy. He'd love it.
He probably would.
No probably about it. He'd love the whole occasion. I know he can't wait to see his mum on horseback. And, yeah, of course he can't stay on with the followers.
No.
But I'm sure your mum and dad could look after him the rest of the morning. Or we could sort something out with Sarah or Emma.
Oh, it's been a long time since I did any proper riding.
Well, isn't that the perfect reason to start again?
But I don't have the right gear.
Or you can always borrow something. Or we could go shopping.
Possibly.
What better way to stop all the gossip? You and me having a good time together at the hunt. Hmm? So what do you say?
Jailhouse Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Folsom Prison Blues.
That is a good song.
I fought the law. Jailbreak. I ain't gone back to jail.
You said all these to Fallon.
Aye. I tell you, they'd be perfect for an old man to start singing.
You're all heart, Jazz. You're all heart.
Wade's not even been sentenced yet.
Did she laugh?
Nah.
Mm.
She's still knocked with Bunsey for nicking her old man. And with me for setting her up with him.
Yeah, why did you do that?
Why not? Come on, Ed. We're meant to be dreaming up ideas for making money when the milk round goes belly up.
Yeah. Well, we got to find something. Just doing my head in. Still stuck with Susan and Neil.
A bit chilly out here.
Yeah, and I promised Em we'll find a place of our own soon, so...
And we're ruling out male modelling and stunt doubles.
Serious ideas, Jazz.
Okay, okay.
More shearing would be a start.
I'm up for that, but it's not exactly a year-round earner, is it?
No, and that's why I wondered about getting a second-hand tractor. Doing more contract work.
And how are you going to pay for a tractor?
Well, we did it before, didn't we?
We sold it straight on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we won't get lucky like that again. We'd have to be selling for buttons.
Made of buttons, more like.
Look, how about us taking on Mike's dairy full-time, eh?
Gee up my pigs, nature.
Yeah, well, I'd do most of the work.
We still have to find somebody to give us the cash for a pasteuriser.
Stop picking holes in it, Jazz. We've got to do something. I'm getting desperate.
And that's all right?
It's linked perfectly. We'll take it out tomorrow. Bash the nettles and docks in king cups.
Can I be cheeky, Grandad?
Go on.
Any chance of driving the tractor up there?
Well...
Not working the topper, but, you know, just getting there.
Part of the way, perhaps, when we're level in the field.
Brilliant.
But I think we've done enough for today. It's been pretty full.
Only thing missing was milking.
You enjoyed that at Grange Farm, didn't you?
Great. Like Eddie said, cows are the heart of a farm.
Well, that's why I bought the beef herd.
Dairy ones are even better. He said they're the actual heartbeat. Milking in the morning, milking in the afternoon. Everything else goes round that.
It can be a blessing and a curse.
I wish you still had some here.
Yeah. I suppose your Uncle Tom was right. They weren't really paying their way.
They looked great last time I were here.
There aren't many small herds left now. More and more places are like Barrow Farm, giant cow factories.
There's no way you can make money out of it.
Yeah, it was too much hard work while I was ill.
I've managed to sew up your blue T-shirt.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks, Gran.
So you'll have something to change into when you come in.
We're just about finished.
And I've had a quick chat with your mum.
Oh.
She'll be here around lunchtime on Sunday.
What for?
To give you a lift home.
I've got to go home Sunday.
Well, yes. You need to get ready for college.
I thought you liked having me here.
We do.
Of course we do, Johnny.
But now you want shot of me.
No.
Sorry if I've got in your way.
No, you haven't.
You can come back in the holidays.
As often as you like.
Why didn't you say you were ringing her? I'd have talked to her. I don't know.
You knew we had to arrange things.
What, behind my back? That's just like her. She don't listen. You don't.
Johnny, take it easy.
Don't you see? I don't want to go to college. I'm no good at that stuff. I want to stay here and work on the farm with you. Just like my dad.
Oh, I can't wait to get onto the proper roads.
Well, as long as you don't think you know it all. You know, from doing so much off-road already.
I won't. Which way at the bottom, Dad?
Back to the yard.
Okay.
And then we'll try some more reverse parking.
Cool.
You might want to change down again. Yeah. Or not.
Third's all right there.
Honestly, does Brendan's of Borchester carry a warning siren as standard?
Ha-ha.
Because they'll need one if you keep driving like that.
Larry and James still haven't decided on the precise number of guide parents yet.
Guide parents? Is Brown Owl taking the naming ceremony?
Well, Leonie assures me that's the correct term.
Are these the last of the smoky bacon, Linda?
I believe so.
Well, we'll have to leave a note for Susan.
Mm.
So, you're going to be a guide parent?
Oh, no. But as grandparents, we have a much more significant role.
I know Lillian's pretty central to the whole thing.
Well, her reading will certainly be a feature of the ceremony. Were you thinking of leaving that box there, Jim?
Does it matter while we're quiet?
Well, it's so much easier to break them up as we go along.
All right.
Now, Robert and I intend declaring our unconditional love and ongoing support for the baby by blending our own ideas with a few aperçu from the greats.
Such as?
I'm leaning strongly towards Frost at the moment. Riders. And perhaps borrowing a line or two from Larkin.
Not this be the verse, I hope.
I thought the close of An Arundel Tomb, our almost instinct, almost true, what will survive of us is love.
Ah, yes.
Though I'd like to add a codicil. Our love and support doesn't extend to the awful name the poor mite's being saddled with. Oh, do excuse me. Oh, what does Robert want?
Hello, Hayley. Just off home?
No.
I thought you'd be gone by now.
I've been waiting for you.
Oh.
I saw your car pull in, so I came out.
I hope you haven't been waiting long.
This locket's yours, isn't it? It's all right. I know exactly what it means, Elizabeth.
Yes, I sent it to Roy.
I'd been worrying anyway. But as soon as Freddie dropped it round, I knew if Roy had bought something so special for you.
I'm so sorry,
Annie. Are you? That's nice. That makes me feel a whole lot better.
But I didn't mean to. I don't know how.
How long's it been going on?
Not long.
When did it start? Greenbury Fields? Or before that?
Hayley, it won't do any good.
It'll do me good. I want to know. I want to know everything. When did the affair start?
You can hardly call it an affair.
What do you call it when you sleep with someone else's husband? When did it start?
Yes, all right, at Greenbury.
Had it all planned out, did you?
No.
A good excuse for him to get away from Muggins?
It wasn't planned, not at all. It just happened.
Did it?
It was... We drank too much and lost our heads.
So drink's to blame?
No, we are. Me especially.
Why you? You're not the married one. You've got nothing to lose. I thought the world of you, Elizabeth. I trusted you.
I'm so sorry, Hayley, and ashamed, but it's over now.
Not for me. And I know Roy. Well, I thought I did. He's shattered. Someone smashed up his world.
Hayley.
Our world. It was a lovely world, Elizabeth.
I'm honestly so sorry.
Don't you have enough here already? Without taking my husband as well.
So, he knows Con Winters.
Oh, well, Robert has a drink with him now and then.
Quite a useful contact.
Mm.
Manager of the council's IT unit.
Deputy manager.
I'm sure I've seen his name in the Echo once or twice.
Oh, what does it matter, Jim? Robert's social plans are completely incidental to Leonie's bombshell.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Pleased?
Well, you were so dead set against calling your grandson Mowgli.
Yes, I was.
You don't think this is an improvement?
No, hardly.
Oh.
Robert's warned me not to say anything to Leonie, but... How can I keep quiet about a name better suited to a border terrier? Mungo. I ask you, Mungo.
Has she started taking milk from the feeder?
Let's see. She has now. Good girl.
Well, you're doing a lot better than I am. As soon as I get this one to the teat, she backs off. Don't you?
Want me to try?
Yeah, go on then. You can't do any worse than your parallel parking.
Only my first try was rubbish.
Yeah, just to clear that up, Josh. Parallel, right, doesn't mean parking in the next county.
I always oversteer in that old banger.
Yeah.
There we are. Lovely fresh milk.
Otherwise, I've got to admit, you drove pretty well.
I'm still nervous about tomorrow. That's it?
Well, you shouldn't be.
But I've never been out in traffic, have I?
It's not going to take you anywhere too busy for a first lesson. Aha! She's taking an interest now.
Yeah.
When's he picking you up?
The lesson's 4 till 5.
Right.
That's right. Go on.
So you'll be back in good time for tea?
Definitely.
Your gran is really going to town with your birthday cake.
Oh, I thought she would. That's it.
Oh, well done.
She's getting the idea.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, Dad.
Excellent. Oh, that's all of them feeding now.
I'm not going out with my mates till 8, so we can do the whole family thing first.
David!
Oh, okay. Oh, evening, Linda.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Josh. David, there's been a worrying development.
How's that?
Yes, Robert's having a drink with Con Winters this evening. He works in the council's IT department.
Oh, yeah, his son's in my tutor group.
Well, Robert's just sent me a text. Oh, this is strictly off the record, you understand?
Hmm?
Do you want me to disappear?
No, no, not at all, Josh. As one of the most active members of SAVE, you have every right to know.
Oh, it's about the road.
The council's received initial cost estimates for the 3 routes.
How do we come out of it?
A and C cost much the same, but it seems route B would be considerably cheaper than either of them.
Oh.
So they're going to choose us?
Well, not necessarily. The figures are still provisional.
Yeah, but...
The official decision isn't due for some time.
If there's a clear margin between us and the others...
Well, yes.
And in the current climate, there's going to be an awful lot of pressure on the planners to go for Route B.
Does that mean we've lost already?
Far from it, Josh. Remember, we still have the brown hair streak. It simply means we'll have to campaign twice as hard in future. We are not going to let Ambridge be sacrificed.
Blimey. What are you doing?
Waiting.
Oh. Well, I didn't think I'd be this late.
Is it busy? Going round the hotels in Borchester?
That's how it started out. I didn't get beyond the George. Don't know why I looked in. Don't want to work there. Where are the kids?
Phoebe's staying over at Shelley's. Abby's with your dad and Vicky. I asked them to look after her. I said we might be going out. I thought that was best.
Right.
You might as well sit down, Roy. Standing up won't help. I talked to Elizabeth this evening.
Yeah.
You know what about?
Yeah.
At least she didn't try to deny it.
Well, that's what I was thinking about in the George. If you hadn't said, I was going to tell you anyway.
Of course you were.
I was. It's been tearing me up lying to you.
That's funny. Because you were getting so good at it. Having to take her to Greenbury Fields. Working late for Lock's
Fest. Hayley, please.
Going back for a memory stick.
I hated doing it.
Don't tell me you hated it. I tell you what hate is. Sitting and going through every word you've said to me, every look you've given me for weeks, months. And wondering when the lying started. I've been torturing myself, Roy, wondering if it was possible my lovely husband could ever dream. I so wanted to think it was something else making you this way.
Sorry.
That's hating. When you hate all the thoughts in your head because they hurt so much.
I never meant to do this to you.
No. So this piece of trash was an accident then. The little heart that she didn't want.
Did Elizabeth give it to you?
How about that's my secret? Because you've already had plenty of your own.
I know there are no excuses.
No, there aren't.
But it wasn't you. It was being there so much, knowing how much she relied on me. It got blurred in my head and things were really... It was some stupid sort of fantasy.
Oh, it's all right. I know, next to Elizabeth, I'm nothing. Oh, nobody.
That's not true. I still love you, Hayley.
Not the way you love her.
I never compared you.
I think you did. Deep down. And I was always second best.
No!
No. If I wasn't so stupid and trusting, I'd have known from the start.
But you're not stupid, Hayley.
We're only together because Kate dumped you, aren't we? I always was the runner-up.
Oh, God, no. You know it wasn't like that.
It must have been. Because if I was everything you wanted, Roy, this would never have happened.
Oh, Hayley.
Oh, all right, you care about me. You think something of me.
Yes, I do.
But the simple fact is, I'm not enough for you, am I?
No, I don't deserve you.
No. You don't.
So, where do we go from here?
You tell me, Roy. Because I have no idea.
We'll be right back. Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.